Some souls are made up of the sum of the points of attention of the souls that are less advanced than themselves. Defining how large or how expanded a soul is by the amount of consciousness, awareness, and understanding it is capable of. This consciousness, awareness, and understanding are very difficult to describe as a level or as a quantity, but it is comparable to the amount of information of all kinds that a person, a soul, is capable of processing, and that therefore is related to how big their worldview is. This can easily be confused with simply holding a lot of data in their heads, but this is not so, because it is what a person, a soul, does with that data and how it changes its life that counts. Also, knowing a lot of sociably accepted official data about how reality is accepted to be on Earth, and nothing more, is not enough. Although everything counts as knowledge, you don't really need official data from outside Earth, as it would also be coming from more matrix, although from a larger one. In fact, all that data can even be a distraction from the real knowing, the inner one, conscious awareness of being source, the detachment from thinking and acting as if everything that existed, and that really counts, is rooted in the material world, in physicality, and accepting that being alive in a body is only one small aspect of existence, of who we truly are. Therefore, how expanded a soul is keen to, or depends on its level of enlightenment, which in itself will be a subject for another video. These Nexus Point advanced souls are hard to find, to define, and even harder to study, and all the data we have about them comes from observation, contrasting and adding up all the points that indicate that they in fact exist. Much of it comes from what those souls themselves can give us as data, in the form of past life memories and present life awareness capabilities. These souls have a very strong reality manifesting power that is also relative to their awareness. Their minds affect, guide, and influence small and large groups of people, of souls, as if they were part of themselves, very much like what happens within a hive mind. Defining a hive mind as a collective of individuals that function through one dominant mind. The most obvious and overt examples of this would be extremist religious leaders that almost completely or completely brainwash and control the community of followers they have managed to gather, sometimes to the point where their entire lives are dedicated to serving their religious leader. In those cases, they all have the same values and interests as the leader, and they even think alike, where very little individuality is left in them, mostly concerning lesser important things such as whatever each individual needs to still be seen as apparently someone else. Clothing, taste in food, entertainment, gender issues, and so on. Although it is not exactly the case, as the next example has more to do with the subject of mind control than with advanced souls, I will mention this next example as well, as it is similar. In the case of the matrix on Earth, very much so, the ones in power are controlling the people so they think as they are wanted to, for them to manifest the reality that the ones in power want. These are extreme examples where it may be easy to understand how a hive mind is created. But in the case of advanced and enlightened souls that are points of concentration of consciousness for their group, this control over the other individuals is much more subtle and difficult to notice, and sometimes it is even outside the awareness and the understanding of the advanced soul itself. These souls affect a large group of people who are in a frequency affinity with its own, as frequencies tend to match with one another, where the dominant one will transform the others into more of itself, as the principle of dominant frequency dictates, and observing individuals as vibrations of their own thoughts, observing them as energy and how it flows from one point to another. Advanced and enlightened souls, whether they like it or not, and in an inevitable way, affect and heavily influence other ones that have similar interests or hold a similar frequency and vibration. These souls also affect the entire frequency map of the values of energy of an entire region they are in. Their high frequency of thought literally lifts an area within an energetic matrix, for example inside a planet, like Earth, affecting in a positive way everyone and everything that is in it, becoming a beacon and a transmitting tower for positive energy as they are so connected to Source that its high frequency and vibrations flow through them into the area they are in. They may not even be aware of this fact, but it is so, and it has been said in many places, for example in some of the works of Dolores Cannon, that those souls, usually star seeds, are on Earth simply as frequency modulators to lift the entire region and planet, simply by being there and not necessarily having to do much more, or anything else. Their cosmic, or their ultimate mission in life is simply to exist incarnated into a specific matrix. All they need to do is to be themselves, with their interests, in their loving and caring way, and that is more than enough to positively change the entire planet's frequency for the better. But observing these advanced souls closely, and with the best information we have, mostly of stellar origin, the reason they are connected to their group of people whom they are influencing, or even controlling, is that each one of those who are under them was that advanced soul in a previous incarnation. Although reincarnation is a subject for another video, here I must say that it is not linear, so someone who is in a living body may exist at the same time as their former self, and may even be in contact with it. A same soul can incarnate as one person and then as another in its next lifetime, where it coexists with the former identity, as souls incarnate from the spirit side where linear time simply does not exist, so following a linear sequence of reincarnations, following a calendar, simply does not make any sense. The lesser advanced souls, most probably have been the past life of the more advanced one, hold a lot of affinity with it, in interests and values, in frequency and vibration, as it would be expected, and as the more advanced one holds a lot of the qualities and of the characteristics the lesser ones strive to achieve, they naturally gravitate towards the presence and influence of the more advanced one. In a very real way, those less advanced souls are parts of the more advanced one, or can also be seen as past stages of the development of the advanced one, who in turn will also be a lesser developed, part of an even more expanded soul. Although there is a point where a soul is so advanced that life on Earth does not serve it much for its personal journey of expansion, so it chooses to incarnate somewhere else, many can be incarnated wherever they want, including into difficult situations on planets such as Earth, many times suffering because of it. Many times they may choose difficult incarnations and lives precisely for the challenge they represent for them, and to serve as high-frequency energy beacons to alter and augment the vibration of the situation they are in their lives. This is why many starseeds find themselves in difficult family and social situations, where they are constantly challenged for being different, and for holding values that are not by the norm, usually having a very spiritual mentality that is less inclined towards material gaining in a deterministic and materialistic world. As the advanced soul is interacting with the lesser ones that are under its influence, and also working through the field, through the ethers, inside the collective unconscious that they form, and in a heavily telepathic manner, they end up literally thinking for the group. Whenever they are happy or sad, that is telepathically conveyed through the field and the collective unconscious, the members who have a strong connection will start to feel the same way, as they are connected, and from the higher point of understanding, they are one. In the same way, Those so-called lesser souls also hold or condense the vibration of the more expanded one, affecting it as well as it affects them. Here I am using the words, or the term, lesser soul, for descriptive purposes only, as no soul is lesser than any other, being that they are all points of attention of source, and all play a role where one defines another. This is important. Some of those more advanced souls are intuitively conscious of their ability and of what they are to others, and they accept the responsibility as they know that only they can fulfill such a complicated role, and they do it to their very best. This is the case with many positive and responsible spiritual leaders, wherever they may be, on earth or not, and this is also why many advanced souls tend to isolate themselves from others, enjoying being alone, as other people affect them and their vibration, as they do to those others as well. Thank you for watching my video, and for getting this far.